ring, is there? I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lemon Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan to restore Grandpap's memory by letting a chandelier fall on his head didn't turn out so well. The chandelier landed on Lum's head by mistake, and the last we saw of him, he wasn't quite sure who he was either. Grandpap, however, came through the evening uninjured and continues to think he's Buster B. Davenport, salesman from Toledo. As we look in on a little community day, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library applying first aid to Lum's injured head. Listen.
Oh, easy there, Abner. Don't make them hot packs a dead gum hot.
That's what both Elizabeth and Doc Miller said to put on your head to take the swelling down, Lum.
They said make them hot, but they never said to scald me to death.
Well, I don't care whether I'm scalding you or not, but I believe that lump's going down some. I know that.
It don't feel like it.
Why, it is, too. It ain't much bigger than a hen egg right now.
Feels like a watermelon setting up there.
Oh, well, it ain't half that big.
Oh, grannies. Still hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the bump hurts or where you scalded me.
Now, Lum, I ain't hurting you. You're just fussy. That's your trouble. So he's worse than some youngin', the way he
is. That chandelier over at Cedric's place is heavier than I ever figured it was.
Well, it sure knocked you out in a hurry when it fell on you, I'll say that for it. Fact is, when you finally come to and didn't hardly know me, why, I thought sure as the world that you'd got the amnesia, too.
Well, I almost wished I had.
Huh?
Wouldn't hurt as much as this bump on my head, I don't think.
Well, that was sure cute, the way we had Grandpap sitting under that chandelier all evening, and no matter how hard old Caleb stomped on the floor upstairs, it wouldn't come down. But the minute you got under there, bang, it come right down. That was sure funny.
I don't see nothing funny about it. Answer the phone. That was our ring, I think.
I never paid no attention. I'll get it. Old Caleb wants us to pay for the chandelier, he says, too, Lum.
Pay for it?
Hey, hello, John. I'm down at the store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
I'm charging for this bump on my head.
Oh, yeah, he's here, Dick, but I don't believe he feels much like coming to the phone. Oh, he's got a little bump on his head.
Little? Then he's might not have got a concussion of the skull.
Well, for the land's sake, where'd you hear that? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll tell him, yes, sir. Yeah, well, much obliged, Dick. Yeah, goodbye.
What's the trouble now?
Why, Dick Huddleston found out from some friend of his that they're going to decide it in 2 or 3 days, Lum.
Who's going to decide what?
Oh, why, that's their state transportation department or whatever it is. They're having a meeting to decide about the truck line. Going to say whether we get to keep it or whether they're going to en route it through Big Fork.
Oh, my goodness.
Sort of looks like the end of Pine Ridge, don't it?
Granny, we just can't let that happen, though, Abner. We got to do something. That's all there are to it.
Well, what can we do, Lum?
Well, it looks like we'll just have to bring back Grandpa's memory by whopping him on top of the head, whether we can stand to do it or not.
I don't believe I could ever get up north enough to do that, Lum.
Well, me neither, but we can't just let Pine Ridge die right in front of our faces.
No, oughtn't to, no.
We got
to
get our synthetic rubber corporation started up. That's what we got to do. And the only way we can do that is to get Grandpa to recollect the secret formula.
Yeah, but ain't it too late for that to do any good, Lum? There's only 2 or 3 days left before they decide this thing.
I know, but we can at least get the corporation started, and then I'll go direct to the state transportation outfit and show them how we'd be trucking synthetic rubber out of here day and night.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That ought to help them decide to leave us as a truck line.
Yeah, well, we can at least try. I don't know whereabouts we can find Grandpap at, though. He's out somewhere selling ice boxes. No telling where he's at.
Ice boxes?
Yeah.
You mean vacuum cleaners, don't you?
Oh, no. He started to sell secondhand ice boxes now, too. Oh,
goodness sake. What won't he study up in that? He laid around here for years and never turned a hand to help his woman make a living. And now then, since he's got the amnesia, he must think he's a businessman.
Oh, he does. Works night and day. He's a goer since he got that amnesia.
Sell anything that ain't nailed down.
Oh, yeah. And he sells it, too. He sure does.
Granny, I was just thinking here. Reckon me and you could mix up some rubber.
Huh?
You was with Grandpap when he made that first batch of it, wasn't you?
Well, I was back there in the feed room with him, but I don't know exactly what all he put in it, Lum. Grandpap's the only one that knows that.
Hmm. Strange. Would have to be him that had amnesia.
Yeah, and he's the only one that knows the formula. You wouldn't let him tell it to me or you.
Of all people.
Yeah.
Well, all the stuff he used is still in the feed room, man.
Yeah, still there. He got everything out of that junior misto chemistry set he bought. Well, that is everything except the stretch bears, of course.
Have we got any of them?
Yeah, there's still some of them out there, too. Cedric brought in a whole batch of them that day at Grandpap fell and lost his memory. They're still back there.
Yeah. Granny, come on, we're going back in the feed room and try to make some synthetic rubber. Right now. You got the stove going already, ain't you?
Well, yeah, I lit it to heat the water for them hot packs for your head, Lon. No, but that reminds me, I better put another nut.
No, forget the hot packs.
Well, now, how do you need them?
I'm done now, I think.
Huh?
This is a heap more important than my head, anyway. Come on, let's get going.
Well, now, Lon, I don't think we can recollect that secret formula.
Maybe not, but we can try. We might stumble onto it accidentally. Hurry up, Abner.
Well, I'm coming.
I don't know why we can't study up how to make rubber as well as Grandpap can, or could. We're as smart as he is, I know. Leastways, one of us is.
Which one of us do you mean?
I don't like to mention my own name.
Huh?
Set a boiler on the stove while I get out that misto chemistry set here.
Oh, yeah, I'll get
out.
I wish I knew who he's talking about.
Yeah, hurry up, Abner. We ain't got a minute to lose here. Hey, this is quite an outfit here, this chemistry set, anyway.
Oh, yeah, Grandpap was awful proud of that.
Did he use any of this stuff in these little bottles and tubes here?
Yeah, I believe he did.
You don't recollect which ones, though?
Oh, I couldn't tell you to save me, Mom. He was the one that done all that.
Let's see now. Abner, try to recollect exactly what Grandpap done first. Did he pick up some of these bottles first, or what?
Oh, I forget now. The fact is, I don't think I was paying much attention to them.
Well, think hard now. Concentrate. Put your hand up to your forehead like I always do when I'm studying. Sort of squint up your eyes.
Look like this, like an Indian looking for something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll try.
What can you recollect now?
Nothing.
I was scared of that.
All I know is that Grandpap started out to make invisible ink.
Invisible ink?
Yeah, me and him was going into the invisible ink business, but Cedric come along whilst we was cooking the ink and throwed some stretch bears into the boiler by mistake, and, well, first thing we know, we had a batch of rubber.
Granny, that's all we need to know.
Huh?
It tells here how to make invisible ink and the directions that come with the misto set.
Yeah, but we don't want to start making ink again, do we?
Of course not, but that's the way to commence mixing up the rubber.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, we're as good as back in the rubber business right now.
Well, good for her. Wait a minute, Long.
What's the matter?
Grandpap never followed the directions.
He never?
No, he claimed they was all wrong, so he studied up his own formula.
Who's that? Somebody in the store there, ain't
it? I don't know. Yeah, I believe we do hear somebody walking in there.
Yeah, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa, Mr. Davenport. Never heard you come in there.
Yes, sir. How's everybody here today? Can you interest you fellas in a nice second-hand sewing machine?
Sewing machine? You selling them now, too?
Just name it, and Buster V. Davenport will get it for you. How about a second-hand ice cream freezer?
Oh, no, we don't want no ice cream freezers. No.
Well, what's that you got there, Mr. Edwards? A chemistry set?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, looks sort of familiar somehow. Let me look at it.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Did you hear that, Mom?
Yeah, encouraging.
Yeah.
What about you think you saw a set like that before, Grandpa or Mr. Davenport?
Oh, I don't know. More than likely had one like it when I was a boy back in Toledo.
You sure you never had one like that here in Pine Ridge?
Oh, no, of course not. Them's for youngins. Let's see, what was it I used to mix up with one of them sets? What was it now?
It wasn't synthetic rubber, was it?
I can't quite recollect what it was.
It wasn't your own formula for invisible ink, was it?
Ink?
Yeah.
By Jimmy, that reminds me. Hey, can I use that boiler you got on the stove there?
Why, sure. Go right ahead.
Is there some water handy?
Yeah, there's some in the boiler there right now. And there's some stretch bears in that bucket over there. That is, just in case you want some stretch bears.
Abner, let's me and you go in the other room.
Huh?
In the store.
Oh.
There's some work we gotta do or something.
Yeah, sure.
You go right ahead and do whatever you're gonna do, Mr. Davenport.
Yeah, just make yourself at home, Mr. Davenport. Mix up anything.
Yeah, much obliged, fellas. I appreciate this.
That's all. Oh, no. Lum, you reckon he'll sure enough start mixing up that secret formula?
I don't know. It sure looked like things were starting to come back to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Leastways, I figured it was best to leave him alone and not bother him.
Did you notice he's taking off his coat and his shirt just like he always done before he was mixing up that chemistry stuff?
Oh, I'm not nice sure what this is going to do, but his memory's coming back to him, George.
Sure, I hope so, yeah.
Oh, this will bring it back, if anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see, this is the last thing he was thinking about before he got amnesia.
Yeah.
Do you recollect he was coming over here to mix up rubber the morning he fell down and bumped his head?
That's right, yeah.
He might get shut of his amnesia and save Pine Ridge all in one lick.
I wished he would. You know, I've been sort of worried about old Grandpap. His word to death.
Yeah, me too. Poor old fella running around here not knowing who he actually is or nothing else. He's really a sick man, don't know it.
And he won't let Doc Miller do nothing for him because he claims there ain't nothing wrong with him.
Well, when you come right down to it, I guess he ain't suffering none.
Well, you know, the fact is he seems spryer than he used to be. And I believe he's happier too, huh?
Yeah, but he don't seem the same. He ain't the old grandpap.
No.
Seems almost like we've lost an old friend.
Yeah, here we've known him from like 9:30 a year. When you find that mind out, here he comes. Don't see.
Hey, Abner.
I don't know if you called me Abner. Did you get the rubber mixed up?
Rubber?
Yeah.
I don't know how to mix up no rubber.
Huh?
I was just washing out my shirt in that boiler back there.
Your shirt?
Yeah, that pigeon-toed fountain pen of mine leaked ink all over it. Whereabouts can I hang it up to dry?